The state's Public Utility Regulatory Authority this week issued a draft decision giving the go-ahead to Governor Daniel Molloy's proposal. It calls for spending $7 billion of state money to expand gas pipelines in Connecticut and convert customers to the fuel. The aim is to sign up 280,000 more gas customers over 10 years. That's enraged home heating oil dealers.
I am shocked that the state of Connecticut would buy into a utility plan to increase rates on businesses 50%.
That's Chris Herb of the Connecticut Energy Marketers Association, the organization that represents some 300 home heating oil dealers in the state. Rates are set to rise as a result of this plan. About a third of the cost will be borne by all ratepayers, while the rest will be recovered from residents and businesses that sign up for service. Herb says the state should stay out of the energy marketplace.
For the government to be putting a plan together that pushes consumers to one fuel, a utility-provided fuel, away from family-owned businesses is just wrong. They should not be in that business. They should be in the business of facilitating competition.
He says if the plan is successful, it could drive hundreds of his members out of business. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.